People are going to listen to this for decades beyond us. Any advice for young people considering the law, particularly as a prosecutor, defense attorney, and that type of thing? What advice would you give them?
I would say do not try to emulate what you see on the silver screen or TV. The real world is so much different that I think people get the wrong impression. You can't have a crime and have it investigated and solved and tried in 30 minutes, but they seem to do that in many instances on television. I would say this. I never intended to be a lawyer, as you know. I mean, that was sort of happenstance. Fate turns you in funny ways. I think that the legal profession, like so many professions, has changed dramatically. And I mean that in both a positive but critical way. By positive, I mean I think there are some better tactics and things that are utilized, particularly in, say, criminal work, defense and prosecution, and in technical work. That's very helpful to try to make sure that as best we can, if there's a reasonable doubt or not in something. There's also the other side, and the other side has to do with the idea that lawyers are in the game only for money. You need only turn on the TV during the day and watch the ads. I mean, the worst thing that ever happened to the American Bar Association and members of the bar, if they think about it, was the billable hour and the idea of advertising. When I first became a lawyer, that was unethical. You couldn't do that. I would watch some of these ads, and I can't believe it. It's just like, let's go out there and try to figure out some lawsuits, and everybody knows that your client doesn't want to pay to defend this crap. It may be crap, but we'd be better off here just to settle, save you a little money, and they're right. That's the sad part. It costs so much, and it's such a lengthy process. I didn't do anything wrong, but how can I get rid of this case? I would like to see people dig in their heels and say, the heck with it, but there again, that's somebody else's money. Anyway, I would tell people, particularly if they think they'd like to be a prosecutor, I'd say, okay, then if you want to follow my advice, of what I told people I hired as prosecutors. It's the same way I thought of myself. Take it and treat it like a profession beyond being a lawyer. You serve two goals. Unlike the defense lawyer, whose responsibility is to represent the client, the prosecutor has a two-edged sword. You find case law that'll tell you that you have to be concerned about the rights of the accused as well as vindicating the victim, you might say. That's some responsibilities there. I remember going to the West Coast on some of the Pugh and McDonald stuff, and I couldn't believe, of course, they had such a bigger volume of cases at that time than we had. You know, they're running down the hall, and they're going to an arraignment, and they got a stack of files, and they're being trailed by these defense lawyers. What about my case? Which one is that? That's your, oh, okay, well, yeah, but we take 2 years. Okay, you know, that's pretty bad when it gets to that point. Pressure of just numbers, sheer numbers. I always told people, I said, if you're going to be a prosecutor, you need to look at that as a profession beyond being in the profession of the law. But I do think the law, we need to have, oh boy, an examination of all this. We've allowed it to get out of hand with the ads and with the quest for big billable hours, and your success is measured by how much you charge somebody, you know. Before that, it was like, how much is a divorce? And the Bar Association had a recommendation. Here's the recommended fees for an uncontested divorce for a will. And you use that as a guideline. Then somebody brought to Oklahoma, I guess what had been on the East Coast for some time, billable hours. I just sort of shook my head. I couldn't believe some of these rates people were charging for their services. But I guess everything went up and cost. But the law is a noble profession, and the lawyers have been the subject of criticism for centuries and will be, because they're dealing with the innermost secrets and thoughts and rights of individuals, and that makes them more of a target. But at the same time, we've got plenty of people that need to be rooted out.
You still have things in that head of yours that you can't talk about.
Oh, yes.
And haven't.
That's right.
You still harbor those. I'll take those to your grave.
Some I will. There are a couple of three things I said today that I feel uneasy about, only in the sense that I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't have told this or told that. Yeah, there's some things that I almost said today that deal with Pugh and McDonald cases and dealing with other agencies and things like that. But I think about it. That's not going to do anybody any good.
How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I would like to be remembered as an able prosecutor, whatever the term able means. I think that way. I'm a lawyer, and I'm proud of that fact, too. But I'm a lawyer now, hoping to find cases to try, and that's what I try to do here in this firm, or do with any firm, because surprisingly, some of the skills that I think I learned as a prosecutor translate very well into the civil practice, picking a jury, selecting a jury, you're doing cross-examination of people, and so on. So that can translate fine. But I find fewer and fewer cases being tried because of the cost and the expense. There's a lot of settlements. So I would say I'd like to be remembered as an able prosecutor and a good trial lawyer.
Very good. I thank you. Okay. You have given me hours here.
Well, I'm sorry to give you that.
No. It's extremely interesting, and you remember so many details. Well, and this is very valuable for our oral history website, voicesofoklahoma.com, and I do appreciate it very much.
John, I'm happy to do it. I'm glad to do it.